14 degrees as we come up on 14 before 6. A lot of snow, blowing snow. Things turned a lot colder. Remember, pretty mild temperatures. We got that initial heavy, wet snow. And again, it is a lot to shovel and snow blow for sure on this Monday. Told you about services closed, most of them having to do with senior meals or transportation. ADRC of Jackson County services canceled. Senior meals and home meals delivered canceled today. Chippewa County Meals on Wheels, Chippewa Falls Mobile Meals, Dunn County Meals on Wheels, Eau Claire Meals on Wheels all closed today. In Chippewa County, all Meals on Wheels and senior dining closed. Same story in Eau Claire. Ladysmith Adult Day Services closed. Regis Catholic Schools closed. The Regis and Genesis Child Development Centers closed. And the Russ County Transit Commission services canceled. County routes only. So that list has not changed since we last shared that with you. Meanwhile, a look back at the year 2025. We started this on Friday. Continue it today with a look back at those we lost this year. Some of them.
Conservative activist Charlie Kirk was assassinated at the age of 31. Former Vice President Dick Cheney died. Pope Francis passed away at age 88. Heavy metal and reality TV star Ozzy Osbourne died at the age of 76. Academy Award-winning actor and director Robert Redford died at the age of 89. Gene Hackman died at the age of 95. Diane Keaton died at 79. Wrestling legend Hulk Hogan and Italian fashion designer Giorgio Armani passed away. Serving USA. Founder of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, died at 82. And in sports, we lost boxer George Foreman, Chicago Cubs great Ryan Sandberg, and MLB player and broadcaster Bob Uecker.
Just a bit outside.
I'm Matt Mattinson.
And of course, adding to that list, sadly, the death of Rob Reiner, the actor and director of so many films, Princess Bride among them. He and his wife losing their life as well. But this report issued earlier in December before we learned of that tragedy. Also this morning, one of the big stories of the year was the spiritual stirring among America's young people as SRN's Michael Harrington looks back.
It's too early to call it a revival, but something appears to be going on. According to polls from the Barna Group and other research organizations, millennials and Generation Z are taking up the Bible. 50% of millennials are now reading the scriptures at least once a week, up 16 points from 1 year ago. And amongst Generation Z, the youngest adults, 49% say they open the Bible at least one time a week, up a whopping 19%.
All right, but I'm trying to figure that out, how that fits in with their saying church attendance is down and down significantly in the last 10 years. So, shifting that to today in history in 1890. All right, got the wrong days in here. So it is December 29th. Let's duly note that, and then maybe we can get our correct information this morning. So ready, set, go. 1890. In 1890, the Wounded Knee Massacre took place in South Dakota as some 300 Sioux Indians were killed by U.S. troops sent to disarm them. I don't know about you, I hadn't heard much about that before. In 1845...
There's a yellow rose in Texas that I am going to see.
Yeah, Texas, a former Mexican territory turned independent republic, joined the United States as the 28th state on this day, December 29th, 1845. And our devotional thought, working our way through Brennan Manning's 19 Mercies Spiritual Retreat from the back of Ragamuffin Gospel, Embracing God's Unconditional Love, it's Don't Wait Today. Brennan says one of the most beautiful stories in the Gospels is of the Christ's relationship with Mary Magdalene, especially in the encounter described in Luke 7. Presuming that she's the sinful woman mentioned, imagine the scene when she enters the room when Jesus and his host, Simon the Pharisee, are reclining. She, a woman who had lived a sinful life, hesitates before such an impressive religious gathering. Clutching her alabaster jar of perfume, she starts to weep. Perhaps you know what happened next. Her tears fell on his feet, Luke records, and she wiped them with her hair. Then she covered his feet with kisses and anointed them with the ointment. Brennan writes, what drew Mary forward to perform her lovely act of adoration? He says, I think she was simply overcome by the beauty and compassion of this magnetic man, Jesus. Now I imagine that his eyes called out to her, Mary, come to me. Come now. Don't wait until you get your act cleaned up and your head on straight. Don't delay until you rescue your reputation, until you're free of pride and lust, of jealousy and self-hatred. Come to me now in your brokenness and sinfulness. Come now with all your fears and insecurities. I will love you just the way you are, just the way you are, not the way you think you should be. The creative power of Jesus' love called Mary Magdalene to regard herself as he did, to see in herself the possibilities which he saw in her. Mary's life stands for the central truth that through love, it is possible to be delivered from the lowest depths to the shining heights where God dwells. My friend, don't wait. Come now, simply as you are, to hear his invitation and receive his love. Our suggested reading is Luke 7, 36 through 38. All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB, weekend recap. Some quality time spent with family, my wife, but we had a lot of dogs because a couple of our kids and their friends got out of town for the weekend. And so we had up to five dogs, Caleb, five dogs in the house. Yes. And so that was a challenge. I never walked all five, but up to four. Played some fetch with my daughter Grace's dog, Rosie, and Athena is a very take charge dog. Did a lot of news archiving as I had November and December to get done. And so all of those stories, everything, I'm completely caught up heading into the... Yeah, thank you. It took a while. And a little bit of Netflix binging. And I made the wise decision not to watch Saturday night's Packer game. From what I hear, it was painful.
It was not the prettiest Packers game ever. So we had our family Christmas, just Lindsay and I and the kids. Our family Christmas was on Saturday. And, you know, we've been looking forward to that day for a while. Nora especially had been really, really looking forward to that day for a while. And so, you know what? I took off work a little bit early on Friday, actually, and said, well, let's start family Christmas a little bit early. And so we piled everybody into the car and went over to Micon Cinemas to see Zootopia 2.
Cool.
And enjoyed it. Teddy was very cooperative in the fact that he actually fell asleep, not because he didn't enjoy the movie, because he had skipped his nap. And so he fell asleep, which meant my wife actually watched the entire movie with us, which is rare because usually she has to take him out when he starts getting a little wiggly. So very much enjoyed that movie. It was fun. It was funny.
Cool.
And so the kids enjoyed that, enjoyed their Micon bucket of popcorn. So kind of started things off on Friday. And then I got tired. And even though I'd been off work early enough to be able to start wrapping presents with my wife, instead I took a nap. And so we started wrapping presents very late. Now, the point was to avoid staying up all night wrapping presents. Didn't work out quite so well because of that nap that I had taken. We were up.
You needed it.
To the wee hours, wrapping presents. And then, not to get into all the details, but I wanted to get a run in that morning and also thought that I was short on presents for one particular child who would definitely notice. And so I ended up going to Walmart at 6 a.m. after doing a run. So anyway, got to bed at 3:30. In the quiet of the Christmas lights, got up at 4:30 to get a run in and then get to Walmart for these presents that I thought this child, quote unquote, needed. Found out later on the child was perfectly content with everything that they got, didn't need to have these additional presents. That was me underestimating
it was
my
the
child.
Cherry but, on top, I
but
guess.
Yeah, so did end up getting another nap in later on Christmas Day, but we just enjoyed again quiet time as a family, presents. Way too much sugar. The Packers game was sort of an outlier, but played games together. And then because of the impending snowstorm, very quiet day, kind of extended that family Christmas yesterday as well, too. So enjoyed the time with my children. And you know what? I probably the biggest thing was just how grateful my kids were. And I think as a parent, sometimes it's just like, man, you work really hard and try to make everything perfect. But when your kids see it and appreciate it, that's a neat thing. And so I appreciated my kids in turn and thought, you know what? I hope I can, God willing, raise them to be full of gratitude every day.
Absolutely.
Snow, 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 snow.
Lots of it here this morning. We're getting reports of 9 inches in Eau Claire. And if you love snow, and I mean really love snow, the Shirakawa Go is the place to go.
Yes, it's an ancient farming village in northeastern Japan, and it receives more snow than pretty much anywhere else in the world.
Huh. Like, how about 415 inches of snow every year, equating to about 34 feet?
Every year. That's, every year.
Keep me away from there.
What kind of snowblower do you need for that?
Wow.
The village, which dates back to before the 8th century, is a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Well, Dawson and two of his friends are headed to Japan on January 2nd, and he had some issues, but he did get his passport here just right ahead of Christmas, I guess. And so he is going. He's planning that trip. I don't know if the Shirakawa Go is on the list. I think probably not.
Yeah. 34 feet of snow. We already live in a place where we get plenty of snow and the air hurts our face. So I feel like that's
I know.
That's enough for me.
Yes. Again, in terms of the snow we did get, WQOW-TV saying 8.5 inches of snow in Eau Claire that breaks the previous mark for December 28th of 4.4 inches. And also, in terms of precipitation, over an inch broke the old record of 0.53 inches set back in 1959. So the fact it's record-setting, if that helps at all, I don't know.
We didn't just break the record. We smashed the record.
I know it.
So yay us. Well, a quick birthday shout-out here.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Happy birthday, all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
So it's my little brother Josh's birthday today, and I do believe before going back to his home in St. Cloud, Minnesota, he's still in the area this morning and staying up at mom and dad's. I enjoyed spending time with him around Christmas, and of course the kids love Uncle Josh. When they see Uncle Josh, it's his car. It's, oh, hey, Uncle Josh is here. Josh is incredibly fun and funny. He is smart. We've played some of his very, very creative parodies before, too. He does a lot of the same things that I do here, morning show at Spirit 92.9 in Minnesota, but also he's their creative director, and he's a really, really talented production whiz as well, too. So he does some of the same things I do, but better, and then he does other things that I can't do as well, too. But incredibly talented younger brother, and just appreciate the way he serves the Lord in so many different ways at his church and at his radio station. And so happy birthday to my little brother, Josh. I love you. If you're listening this morning, I love you whether you're listening or not. Huh. But if you are, I just wanted to know that I love you. And you're younger than me, but I look up to you and your work ethic and how much you serve others and love the Lord with all your heart. So,
did you guys have any idea as brothers growing up you'd both end up in radio like this?
I don't think we did, but there were times where we made up our own radio station just kind of in the car, and we'd make up songs and things like that too. And so we did pretend to be radio personalities back in the day. So who knew? Who knew? The Lord did, I guess.
The WIV Wake Up Show, you know, from time to time, we like to pass on some knowledge. We've got four things you didn't know yesterday.
Here we go. Number one, approximately 2 billion parking spaces exist in the United States. That is roughly 6 parking spaces for every person. So why is it so hard to find one in downtown Eau Claire?
Some places need even more parking spaces. A second thing you didn't know yesterday, during your lifetime, you'll eat food equal to the weight of about 6 elephants. Now you know.
Huh. 4 things you didn't know yesterday. Number 3, the average American and Canadian will eat about 11.9 pounds of cereal per year.
Huh. Let's round it up to 12. And finally, the state of Florida is bigger than England, but it would take 10 Floridas to fill the state of Alaska.
There you go. Uh-huh. Quite a temperature difference between Florida and Alaska as well, too.